Live from Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's Suburbs Fest. Hey there, peoples. This is Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. You will hear from Patrick Foster a little later in this episode. We are back to performances recorded live at Suburbs Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today's guest is hip-hop artist Adrian Wright. Adrian performs regularly around Michigan with his band, The United Everywhere, and another project called Avocado Squad. He's also in a Rage Against the Machine tribute band and often freestyles with other bands and friends. Adrian performed three songs at Suburbs Fest and hung out with us for an interview, all of which you will hear now.
Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Adrian Wright.
Adrian, take
check,
it away.
Check, check, check. Oh, yeah,
we're live. Hello, my name is Adrian Wright. I'm going to do a few songs. Some of these songs I do with like a full band and everything, so try to envision that as well. But I also produced all these using a lot of samples on some hip-hop stuff. First one's gonna be more so thinking about yourself floating off into space alone, wishing that you're home.
No home to touch, no foundation, lost like Adrian, no way back, gotta keep racing, forward is the motion, no back pacing, it was written, no back spacing, yeah, but on every occasion, real niggas gon' make it through every situation, I'm gone. Of my shuttle, extreme loneliness got me humble, feeling thelonious with my subtle, ahead of its time, but never get the praise that you want to, and that's fine. This journey isn't for the recognition, just here to make it move and keep it smooth like an esthetician. I'm an aberration in the system, these rap niggas got hit through by every vision. I'm not for the formulaic algebraic shit, not stuck in the past on some archaic shit. Many days of malaise gon' lead to the praise as I set the stage for that Adrian shit. Know that boy can get down like an anklet, that's why I'm your motherfucking favorite. Nobody crashing with the passion that I anchor with, and when I come back home with the gold, we gon' savor it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This next one gets more weird. I think we're going to keep getting weirder as we go. I got one more I'll do for y'all. This song is called Up in the Air. All of these songs are from my project I did called The Great Let Go. We released it at the end of last year. Check it out.
Some art supplies, my robot companion that'll keep me safe no matter where I'm standing. Where I'm about to go, yeah, they think they know, but I got my eyes on a different planet. Don't try to get down if you can't overstand it. I'm out. Now we up. Back to the quest, about to go off on this, make a
you. That's my time, Adrian Wright.
Adrian, beautiful man. Come on down.
That was great.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
You probably don't normally perform 3 in the afternoon, right?
Normally not, no. Usually it's a little bit later. We had a show last night and got done about 1 a.m., so yeah.
Adrian, I got to ask you, I was reading something on your bio, and you had a line in there basically talking about, I think it was Outkast, Tupac, were giving you context and knowledge and information that you weren't getting from school. Mm-hmm. I completely relate to that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how that, when that happened to you, how it guided you toward a more serious career in music.
I mean, the music I grew up listening to always reached me in a real way. I was always a kid who kind of faded back and had the headphones on, and I'm thinking a lot and I'm looking at the world around me. And when it came time for me to try to understand my thoughts and feelings, it was just natural that I wanted to write them down and put them to a beat and do all those type of things. So it just really helped inform how I share myself with the world and move through life. Yeah.
I totally relate to that. I mean, a different kind of music in a different time, you know, maybe 30 years ago, but I totally related, you know, exactly the same way. Finally, here's an avenue for me to latch onto and actually go somewhere. So I definitely relate to that very much.
Yes.
What's your writing process like?
It changes. A lot of times I try to make music when I have the beat already. When I first started making music, I would just write. Now I like to have the beat ready, and sometimes I might play the beat for a while, and then I'm just trying to figure out what kind of cadence fits here. So I might hum gibberish or whatever. It might not be any really words at the beginning. But I also find to kind of break through a creative block, I have to do something that's totally not related to making music, and then stuff comes to me. So I might play the beat while I'm washing dishes or going for a walk or doing this and that, sometimes I'll find that flow where I'm just being free and it's coming out.
I loved what you did up there. I love the samples. I love the backing tracks. But you mentioned at the beginning, sometimes you do those songs with live bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read also you actually sang in a Rage band, tribute band
here,
at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is one of the first places I did the Rage cover band. I think that might have been right before 2020, I believe. And we had two drummers. It was really loud in here. And it was a good time. It was a good time.
Talk about the difference between those two things, going up there solo with some backing tracks and actually working with live musicians on stage. You prefer one or the other, or is it just what you're trying to fit the song to?
I prefer live. I prefer having the full band and able to flow with whatever's going on with the crowd and having that kind of communication. Also, like to freestyle a lot, so if I'm feeling it, I'm like, let's keep going and let's make up some stuff. So I definitely prefer having that full band and that full sound. Lately I've been working with a group with like background singers too, and that I just love it. And they're doing like the, you know, the little vocal samples that are in some of my music. They're the background singers are recreating that stuff, so it's a good time.
Very cool.
Okay, so I want to get back to this tribute band thing. You're the second artist we've had here on the show this afternoon to be in a tribute band. Did yours get started accidentally, or was it purposeful?
It was purposeful. For the guitar player had really always wanted to do a Rage cover band, and I think he got introduced to me, and he was like, "That's someone who can do the vocals," and then we just made it happen. And you know, we didn't perform a whole lot of times. It was just kind of here and there. I think we may have performed 5 times max maybe, and that was good for my vocals. That it wasn't an ongoing thing, because I started to get worried for a while, but yeah.
And then how does Rage Against the Machine influence you as a songwriter?
In a lot of ways. I feel like I just kind of fell upon their music when I was in high school, and the political aspects of it, the not really fitting into any kind of box of it, I think is very influential for me. I'm heavy kind of like Outkast fan, and people who just kind of make music and just kind of express themselves in whatever mold that fits in, they go for it. So I'm always attached to music that's like that.
Cool. Do you listen to jazz at all? Does jazz play any part in your musical background or build up?
I listen to jazz, but not on a regular basis. Like I can't even say that I have like, this is my favorite jazz musician. I feel like more so the influence jazz has had on hip hop. So like Tribe Called Quest, you know, yeah, stuff like that. Like I feel like that has more so introduced jazz, but
Diggable Planets also, yes, all those kind of bands, right? Yes. That have that jazz influence. So.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people hear your music?
My music is streaming on all those different platforms. I have a couple full projects that are out on there. I'm also involved in a group called Avocado Squad and United Everywhere. So I'm in a bunch of different groups. And yeah, so all that music's on all those different platforms.
Okay, cool. Because I think it's important for us. We're recording this live, as everyone knows, but it's also going out on our podcast. So there'll be a lot of people that will be listening to this. So definitely check out Adrian's music. I've found it to be fascinating since we knew you were going to play. I've really been really into it, man. So I'm glad to discover you. Yeah.
Thank you for having me, for sure.
Salute.
All right. It's bag of questions time.
Are you ready?
A question at random. All right. Your question is, what's the first concert you ever went to?
First concert. I mean, I've done, you know, I'm from Flint and I went to like local things there, but I guess one of the first concerts I'm thinking of is I went and saw Chance the Rapper before he was big at all, really. And we all, it was one of his more exciting songs, and a bunch of people from the crowd, we just hopped on stage with him and we're like jumping around. And I left with a little bloody lip and stuff, and it was a great time.
I love that.
That's good. That's good. All right. We're glad we got that question. Adrian Wright, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
And our thanks to Adrian Wright. You can stream Adrian's music on the major streaming platforms or buy his music at adrianwright.bandcamp.com. Adrian also mentions that he'll be performing on October 11th at The Stray in Grand Rapids and, quote, "we are trying to sell it out." So if you are anywhere near Grand Rapids, go to that show. Or if you're not even near, still go. Okay. Tomorrow, we will conclude our Suburbs Fest episodes with a performance by two members of a local jam band called Desmond Jones. And now, we're going to play out with a song from Adrian Wright's 2022 album, Future Love. This is Victorious. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. Yup, 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 yup. I'm a warrior, victorious, and I'm glorious. Come outside, I'm pulling up. Like the zip on my son's jacket before I send him outside, cause I know this world cold as fuck. Yup, well hop inside, let's slide. I'm just unraveling all the thoughts in my mind. Dendrites been hype, shining on them like a pen light. Hope I never lose insight. You can tell a lot about yourself by what your friends like. Yeah, and my friends are bad. Dad, tipping scales, changing ties with amazing pride. Lift them knees, amazing stride. I'm Adrian Wright, I came to ride or die. Rolling with those that know me, yeah. Right by my side. Let's ride, yeah. Rolling with all my homies, yeah. Right by my side. One time, yeah. Let me get it, push it up to the next limit. Transcend shit for my descendants. Pen get hot and spark their interest. The consent says this is the sickness. So give me your dose so I can make more so I can invest it back in my home. Give me your dose so I can make more so I can invest it back in my home. All that I want, but boom, but boom, boom. That's all that I need. Proceed to stampede. Please just take heed. Let's all agree to make the ground more fertile for the next seed. Yo, 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 yo. Yeah.
This was provoked by black pain and my grandma's back pain. I'm back on track and no, I do not slack, man. Young and black with a lot to unpack like a cat lane. Spacat, cats, and clack, 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 clack. This was provoked by black pain and my grandma's back pain. How do I act sane? How do I act calm? Surrounded by cold souls that act warm. Be like, what's up with him? The combination of some anger and a lot of suffering. They're waiting on the system cause these motherfuckers buffering. Promise sound like something, but the action lead to nothing. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. This the age of accountability. So learn what a reliable source is. And read more so you can spot your enemy. And we don't trust what you say no more. Action can relate thoughts tremendously. Too many making millions off of misery. And it's the age of accountability. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me.
Of accountability, so learn what a reliable source is, and read more so you can spot your enemy. And we don't trust what you say no more. Action can relate thoughts tremendously. Too many making millions off of misery, and it's the age of accountability. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me. And I could give a fuck if you're feeling me.
Play the beat while I'm washing dishes or going for a walk or doing this and that.